up first here in this hour of the program. I have to set the scene for this properly. It's a little snowy out there. You know, you're driving. You see what's going on out there. Bruce made it up from Swanville today and is headed back. Alan Adams let us know moments ago that Sheridan thinks it's a little slippery out there. So Alan's going to call in. Bruce is going to Swanville. Here. And then in studio, our friend Sarah Morno joins us from Tiller and Rye, and she made it in just fine, but you're tough.
Well, I'm a Maine girl.
Right, exactly.
This is Maine.
It snows in the winter, right? Got to be able to handle these things. We're not dumping on Alan. Okay, maybe a little.
I know. I can't be part of that.
Well, thank you for braving the conditions out there today.
How could I avoid being able to be back in the studio with such a fine group of gentlemen?
Well, it's great to have you here with us. We were singing the praises of Tiller and Rye before we came on here. Bruce telling you how much he enjoyed his Thanksgiving turkey that he got from you guys.
His bird, Tide Mill Farm. They do a great job.
Oh, so good.
I think they sing to the turkeys every morning.
They must do something because they are just perfect to eat.
And we're pumping you up because it seems like everybody you got on staff is just an awesome human being.
It's so, yeah, I can't say enough great things about the people I get to work with every day. They're wonderful and smart and just good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you got a lot of things going on. It's the holiday season. It's always a great time. And I say this to you as well. I've been a little protective. Some might say overprotective during the whole COVID thing. I haven't been a lot of places, but there's been one place since the day one of this that I have always felt comfortable being there because precautions were taken, people were doing it the right way, and I've never stopped going into Tiller and Rye at least once a week because you guys have done it the right way from day one.
I really appreciate that. I don't think we've made everyone so happy, so thank you for continuing to come in and visit us.
I do. I tend to, if they can read my glare above my mask, every once in a while, most times I'm in there, everybody in the place is masked. Every once in a while, there'll be that stray shopper, and I'll try to give them a dirty look over my mask. But
we're in a pretty big store, very well ventilated.
Oh, yes, yeah. And, so, I'm guessing, knowing the kind of people who shop at Tiller and Rye, I'm guessing it's somebody that's vaccinated and boosted and figures they're okay, and I get that.
I think everyone is very conscientious who comes in, and we're really grateful for that. We're really, really, really grateful for our customers.
Well, you got a lot of cool things going on, but you wanted to talk today about local giving.
Oh, yeah. I just want to come in and tell people to spend money.
Please.
Specifically on local items. You know, shopping local, you're keeping the money here. You're giving to people you know, but more importantly, you're getting quality. And so the majority of what we have is food. And of course, who doesn't like food? It's great. It's the gift that you can give to somebody who you have no idea what to give. Mm. We have mustards from Ray's, from Beespies, from Northwoods Gourmet Girl, her sweet and spicy mustard to die for.
I have some of that. It's
so
wonderful.
Good. Coffees anywhere from 44 North to Coffee by Design.
I don't know because I'm a coffee nut. I don't know if there's I can't think of any place that has a better selection of coffee from Maine coffee roasters.
Our coffee selection is huge. It's huge and it's so well supported. But, you know, okay, so I'm not going to bash Dunkin' Donuts. Not doing it. Not Dunkin' Donuts specifically, but, you know, when we order the coffee, we order this coffee and it's always from a fair trade plantation that they're sourcing the beans from. But they also roast to order. Yeah. So we order, they roast it, and they ship it out within 48 hours. So it's the freshest.
You can't go wrong with that. Also, you got some cool things. I like this idea. I would not have thought of this. Can you talk about the beeswax wraps?
Oh, those are great. So instead of plastic wraps, Lallybroch Farm, they other farms too, but for our purposes, Lallybroch Farm will take pieces of fabric and they soak it in local honey, which is a natural antigelic. No, I'm going to pronounce that wrong and fumble all over that. But anyways, you can just reuse these over and over, whether you are, you know, wrapping up that green bean casserole or a sandwich, a beverage.
I love that.
And then you just like warm it up and then you use it again.
That's a great idea. And they're I would wonderful. Never have thought of that.
They're wonderful. I love them. They also have other things, though. Like, they make comfort packs and soaps and candles, lotions.
You've been posting gift ideas the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
There's so many, though.
I know. I was drawn to the chocolates. What is it?
Ragged Coast.
Ragged Coast chocolate. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that farm market collection is award-winning, and for a reason. But they do a number of other things. We have several other truffles from them. And then there's other local chocolatiers. We get chocolate-covered fruits from Monica's Chocolates.
Mm.
We get truffle assortments and all kinds of other things. Bangor Taffy from Savor Chocolate. Or is it Savor? I never know, and I never remember to ask him, how do I pronounce this correctly?
I can't pronounce it because my mouth is always full. So
Bixby Chocolate. Bixby does all those wonderful bars. I think I brought in drinking chocolate from Bixby, actually.
Oh, we got some granola for us, too.
From Lucy. So that's actually their chocolate toffee crumbles.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Well, look at that. You didn't have to bring things in.
You won't get this back from Carrie.
It's Christmas.
Oh, is that hot sauce?
That is hot sauce. So that's our friend Benny, Main Man Flavors. We run out of that all the time. That is the blueberry habanero. Hot sauce.
Oh.
And of course, you know, we have hot sauce from Captain Mowat's. Again, with Beast Feast, Chad's Obsession. So many. So for the hot sauce fan, like, we got you covered, especially from Maine. Go figure, right? Maine, hot sauce.
This looks amazing. Matcha green tea, Ecuadorian white chocolate, drinking chocolate. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's indulgent.
I don't want my wife to see that. I'll be in every week. I'll get rid of the case of this place.
When you you leave today, we'll be arm wrestling to see who gets what here.
Well, I'm going to take this if I can, because my daughter-in-law is coming over for dinner, and she needs to have gluten-free stuff. And I'm looking at this molasses crinkles, and if it makes it back to my house, she can have it for dessert.
If it makes it back. A long ride back to Swanville, you never know.
I am not gluten-free, but we have so many gluten-free baked goods and options that it just makes it so easy. I don't miss the gluten.
No, I don't even notice it. But so much else there, too. We talk about it every day. Maine craft beers.
Yes.
A fantastic selection there.
Yes, and Maine wines.
Yes. Kombucha. I mean, whatever you need, but... Do you even know how many Maine suppliers you have now?
I haven't done a count. The last count I did was over 300. Blows my mind all the time. But even like you were just mentioning Stephanie Mulligan's coming on with, is it, and I'm gonna fumble this, even though we have it in the store and I just ordered a ton of them. Is it the Maine Christmas song?
Yeah.
That's the new one. So we have that in-house, and Stephanie's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a great person. I love that you're having her on.
She'll be on with us next Thursday to talk about the book, and has not just written the book, but is her own publishing company, too.
Oh, yeah. No, we get other books from her, and they are all outstanding, and how she finds the time with three little kids, I think. I have no idea how she does this.
And Matt to take care of as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's four right there.
Right. Exactly. You also got some great, I noticed the other day, got some great swag in there, which would make a wonderful holiday gift for lovers of Tiller and Rye.
Oh, yes. Water bottles. Totes.
Got my wife a birthday present at Tiller and Rye this year. It's a wonderful t-shirt with tomatoes on it. That's very cool.
Oh, does it say... oh, shoot, what's the beginning? I know it ends with, from my head to my toes. Is it feeling good from my head?
To my toes.
Yeah,
to my
toes. tomatoes?
It's a great shirt. I walked in, I saw it, I said, I didn't even look at the price. I said, no, this is for Janet, and I made sure I had the right size. I'm checking out, and the person checking me out goes, I love this, and sort of holds it up, and other people, I really like that. It was really a good moment.
So there's another local company, because W.S. Emerson came up with those for us.
Oh,
they came up
fantastic.
With some great sayings for us.
Well, look, the nice thing about shopping local is that, yeah, the money stays here in the community, but buying from you, it's like a domino effect, because it's supporting you, it's supporting those producers, but all of them have got other folks as part of that supply chain as well that they're drawing from. So you're helping a lot of Maine folks.
Yeah, I mean, you take like the craft brewers, so many of them source from other Maine producers.
Right.
The one that comes top of mind, of course, is Allagash's 16 Counties, where they take one ingredient from every county.
Yes.
And put it into this one beer, and it's awesome.
Well, the other thing, too, is, look, when you buy from somebody local, Like if you go to your big box store, you're not going to see the owner. You're lucky if you get to see the manager. But if you have an issue, you know, chances are you're pretty easy to find there. It's pretty easy to get things addressed right away. And if you're buying from local producers, because they're coming back every week to restock, they want to know if there's an issue. And you're going to get much more a direct connection with those people if it's somebody local, not on the other side of the globe.
Oh, yeah. And also, this is a small town. So, you know.
Right, right.
We don't want to make any enemies.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, we try not to.
Now, what else can people find for the holiday season specifically that you might have? I know you had some wreaths for a while. Do you still have
those? We did. I think there's like three or four left.
Okay.
Maine Shellware, love their cribbage boards, their travel mugs, their cutting boards. They do a wonderful job. What else was just in my head? Oh, my gosh, eggnog. Okay, so eggnog.
Oh.
Eggnog. This is not like, okay, once again, don't want to like bash a big box store, but like this is the real deal eggnog. So we have eggnog from Smiling Hill Farms, from Holton Farms Dairy. You county people will hopefully appreciate that. The Milk House will do an eggnog, and I think we've gotten some from Tide Mill as well.
See, I'm decadent. Also a little hooked on it because I go back to my childhood. I try not to do this every time I'm in, but I always get drawn in. I think it's Holton Farms, maybe Smiling Cow, that does the flavored milk.
Yes. So Smiling Hill has a greater variety. Holton Farms, we get their chocolate milk in.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Which, yeah, that does bring back like childhood memories, like those little cartons that you get with your lunchbox of like the best chocolate milk ever.
Right. Now, my wife is one of those people who once it gets cold out, she wants no part of ice cream. I believe that ice cream knows no season. The selection of ice cream from Maine producers is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know where to start. Morton's Moo.
Yeah.
Gifford's, of course. We have
Spencer's.
Wild Cow and, yeah.
Holton Farms, right?
Holton Farms Dairy. Yeah, we have Stone Fox Farm Creamery. Oh, yeah. What is the name of the gelato? And they have the Pug Nuts. That slipped my mind for a second, but that is so good.
Yeah. It's amazing. Little detail. I don't know what's going on, but it always smells good in there too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's usually because they're cooking bacon.
Yeah,
we do it.
Yeah. For carry right up.
Yeah. Every time I walk in and something smells good, it's either bacon or caramelized onions, like or soup or something.
Well, and you know, meats for the holiday season. Yes. Wee Bit Farm.
Yep, we're gonna have plenty of hams and lamb roasts, and but if you want something big, call us now.
Yes.
Because we have to special order this, and that animal is probably happy right now for another week or so, and one bad day, and
one bad minute.
Is it must to all?
But some people, they've ordered these roasts before where I'm like, it's like a leg of lamb, and I'm not kidding. Like, sometimes I'm like, is this really a lamb? Like these lambs have long lives. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Wow.
And you don't have to deal with any of that. You just go pick it up.
Yes. You don't have to see anything. You just know that you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You're getting a better quality item. This animal had a happy life, and you're not getting stuffed with fillers toxins and antibiotics and all the stuff that not only is bad for you, but just tastes bad.
If you haven't been there lately, stop on in Tiller and Rye, right on the corner of Maine and Wilson Street in Brewer. Wonderful items of all kinds from Maine producers and amazing people to deal with. Sarah, always great to see you.
Thank you so much, Rich. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for braving those hazardous conditions out there to be with us
today. I know. It's so scary out there.
You'd be safe going home. And I'll see you before then, I'm sure.
I'm going to knock on wood right now. I'm like sitting there, you know, going, I'm fine.
It'll be fine. you done shopping for Sam for Christmas?
I think we're done shopping for Sam. Now we have to shop for everybody else.
Oh, boy.
He's fun to shop for. Yeah. And easy. Because he's so little.
He's into trains now?
Trains.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Big time. Yeah. And Thomas.
Oh, Thomas. We had that phase. That got annoying fairly quickly.
It is really annoying. Yeah. And it is an obsession.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. He barely will eat now.
Wow.
You know, because he wants to either watch Thomas or play with his trains.
Let me check around. We may have some some Thomas stuff left if we didn't sell it as soon as we could. See what we can find there.
I can relate to that.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah Morneau from Tiller and Rye, corner of Main and Wilson Streets in Brewery.